弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters。
感谢主，我们可以再有一次机会，一同来寻求主的心意。
Thanks the Lord for giving us together to seek His will。
我们先有个祷告。
And let's have our prayer first。
天父，我们赞美、感谢、归给你。
Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you。
我们谢谢你，借着你的爱子，给我们所预备的救赎。
Thank you for giving us the Son and to give us the salvation。
我们也实在是得到了这样的拯救。
And we receive such a salvation。
我们也谢谢你，你今天借着你爱子向我们说话。
And thank you for giving us this word through your beloved Son。
我们也求你今天在这样的聚集中，敞开天上的窗户，把话供应给我们。
And we ask you to open the heavenly window to pour down your word。
无论是说话的、翻译的、听话的，我们都等候在你的面前。
No matter the one who speaks, translates, or listens, we await before you。
我们愿你在你的话语中向我们显现。
And we hope that you can reveal to us in your word。
让我们在你话语中遇见你。
So that we can meet you in your word。
让我们在你话语中也遇见做宝座的主。
So that we can also meet the king sitting on the throne in your word。
因为你知道我们需要什么。
Because you know what we need。
因为我们的主是教会的头。
Because you are the head of the church。
教会需要什么，只有主你知道。
What the church need, only the Lord know。
若不是主你向我们显现，你向我们供应。
Lord, if it's not you who reveal to us,
我们的时间就是白花，
then our time is in vain.
我们的日子就是虚度，
and our time passed in vain.
求你救我们脱离那样的光景，
please save us from that condition.
愿你触摸每一颗心，
and touch every one of the heart.
愿你赐给每一个你所召聚到你面前的，都有你宝贵的话语。
So that everyone come before you can receive your precious word.
愿你将你荣耀的、你重要的话语种在我们的心里面。
And please plant your important word into our heart.
让我们一生得益处。
So that we can be beneficial.
让我们现在就预备好迎接我们的主再来。
Let us prepare ourselves now for your coming.
谢谢你的怜悯。
Thank you for your mercy.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 好，我们读几处的圣经哈。
Let's read a few scriptures.
第一处在哥林多后书第四章第五节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 5.
哥林多后书第四章第五节，我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己引耶稣做你们的仆人。
For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake.
信主的人跟教会有一个特权。
The one who believes and the church has this privilege.
就是传基督耶稣为主。
That is to preach Jesus Christ as Lord.
这个传呢，这个字是不是道理的传？这个道理，这个传呢是宣告。
This preach is not just talking about theory, but to proclaim.
这是宣告。
It's to proclaim.
宣告基督耶稣。
To proclaim Jesus Christ.
就是主耶稣已经复活了，现在在天上，他叫基督耶稣。
Jesus Christ has resurrected and sitting under heaven, so he is the Lord.
他是主。
He is Lord.
他是主，就是宣告他是那位制裁者。
He is Lord, so He is the Divine One.
He is the Sanctioned One.
He is the Sanctioned One.
他是有主权的。
He has the sovereignty.
他是至高的权柄。
He has this highest authority.
他是掌控一切的。
He controls everything.
他也是拥有一切的。
And He also contains everything.
这是对主的一个真实的实际和认识。
And this is a reality that we should understand.
所以信主的人是经历这个。
So the one who believes should experience so.
所以信主人也宣告这个。也宣告这个。
So the believers also proclaim same.
信主人站在这个时机里面，也呼召还没有进入这时机的 能够归回到这个世界。
And at the same time, the one who believes can also call the unbelievers to get into this reality.
好，再看下一个圣经是第三章哥林多后书第三章第五第六节。
Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6。
并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。第五节，三章第五节。
Chapter 3 verse 5. Not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God.
他叫我们能承担这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，因为那字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活。
He has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter but of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
第五节说承担，承担其实原文是达到的意思。
And verse 5 it mentioned about claim everything, anything, and it actually means to achieve.
中文的事情好像是我们是接受的感觉。
And in Chinese, it seems like that we are receiving something.
但它原文不是我们接受，是我们被提升到达到那个程度。
But in the original text, it means that we are being ascended to a certain level.
所以我们能达到是从哪里来的呢？是神来的。
So if we can be ascended, where that power come from? It came from God.
而且呢，不是凭着字句，那是凭着经意，经意是凭着圣灵，是圣灵把我们带进去的。
And how is that being done? It's not by letters, but by spirit.
所以这是一件很宝贵的事情。
And so this is a precious thing we should have.
这也是很宝贵的经历。
And it's a precious experience for us.
所以神使我们信主的人能够达到什么神旨意的情况，是出于圣灵。
So how God make us achieve into His standard is by the spirit.
是出于神自己，也是出于圣灵。
It comes from God.And the Spirit.
好，再看《使徒行传》第二章。
Book of Acts, Chapter 2.
从三十二节，我们读到三十六节。
32.
三十二节，这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。二章三十二节。
Chapter 2.Verse 32. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of the fact.
他被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。
Exalted to the right hand of God, He has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit, and has poured out what you now see and hear.
大卫并没有升到天上，但自己说：“主对我主说，你坐在我的右边。”
For David did not ascend to heaven, and yet he said, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand."
等我使你仇敌坐你的脚凳。
Until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.
故此，以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主。
Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ.
这第三十六节说，神已经立他为主为基督了。
Verse 36 said, God has made him the Lord.
那我们再看三章第二十一节。
Chapter 3, verse 21.
天必留他，等到万物复兴的时候，就是神从创世以来。借着圣先知的口所说的。
He must remain in heaven until the time comes for God to restore everything, as He promised long ago through His holy prophets.
天必留他，留谁呢？留主耶稣在天上。
Who is this heaven retaining? Is Jesus.
那等到万物复兴，这个等呢，是直到万物复兴呢？复兴那个字就是恢复的意思。
Until all the things restore.
所以我们信耶稣的人，或者神现在今天在做的工作，是一个恢复的工作。
So for the believers, what is God doing? He is doing the restoration.
所以今天你因为信耶稣的缘故，你因为跟随主的缘故。
Because today you are following Jesus.
你有什么改变？一面是新造的工作，一面是恢复的工作。
What is being changed? At one side is that you are being a new person, and the other side is being restored.
所以我们需要注意一件事情。
So we should pay attention.
我们如果信主多年没有什么改变，那什么意思？
If we are a Christian for a long, long time but have no change, what does that mean?
就是神在我身上恢复的工作没有达到我身上。
That means the God work on restoration on you did not work.
那这个恢复什么呢？从这我们的主题来讲，他是主。
And what is it being restored? Is to restore that Lord is the Lord.
他是主。
He is the Lord.
他是基督。
He is Christ.
如果有这个实际，在你的生命中，在你的生活中，绝对是有改变。
If you have this reality in your life, you must be changed.
如果在你的生命中，在你的生活中，信主跟信主之后没什么大改变，那表示他还不是你的主。
If you have no change before you become a believer and after you become a believer, then that means he is not your Lord.
这是我亲身经历的。
This is something I experienced myself.
因为主若不做我的主，我今天不会站在你们当中。
If Lord is not my Lord, I will not be standing among you.
主若不做我的主，我今天不会跟你坐在一起。
And if Lord is not my Lord, I will not be sitting with you.
主若不做我的主，我们今天连见面的机会都没有。
If Lord is not my Lord, I will not be even seeing you.
这是很宝贵的事情。
This is something precious.
所以你千万要注意，他做主是什么意思。
So you should pay attention. What does that mean by He is the Lord?
所以以前我们一段时间交通下来，这个有多面能够显出他做主的实际。
We have many aspects to talk about how he is the Lord.
第一面就是因为他的缘故，教会是基督身体的实际。
And the first aspect is that because of he, the church is his body.
千万不要把它当作口号。
Don't take it as a slogan.
我们是彼此做肢体的。
We are body part among us.
如果这个实际一出现，就是证明他是主。
If this becomes true, then it shows that he is Lord.
那他也借着他的话来显明他是主。
And through his word, it shows that he is Lord.
他说预言的话。
He talked of prophecy.
他说生命道路的话。
He talked of the life word.
他也告诉我们现在他在宝座，我们怎样能够跟这个坐宝座的主能够亲近。
And he is telling us that he's sitting on the throne, and he shows us how to get close to him.
所以这个我们所得的救恩是全备的。
The salvation is complete.
所以这个救恩在我们身上越实际，我们在神面前所得到的变化就越大。
The more real this salvation is in us, the more changes we can receive from God.
就世界就跟我们越是有区隔。
And the world can depart from us further and further.
这是因为属天的跟属地的差别。
And that is the difference between heavenly and worldly.
这是属神的跟属撒旦的差别。
And that's the difference between belonging to God and belonging to Satan.
这当中没有任何仇恨的问题。
And there is nothing related to hate.
当中没有任何轻看的问题。
And there is nothing related to looking down.
当中只有神是不是你的神。
And the main point is whether God is your God.
主耶稣基督是不是你的主。
Is Christ Jesus your Lord?
主耶稣基督如果是你的主，你就会与他那个不是主不做他的主人是不同的。
If Lord Jesus is your Lord, then it will be different, distinguished from other people having different Lord.
我记得我在工作的时候，
I remember when I was working.
在一个没有预期的情况底下，被带到一个黑暗的地方。
Unexpectedly, I was brought into darkness.
这个黑暗的地方有两面的黑暗，一个是环境很黑暗。
There are two aspects. One is the environmental darkness.
另外一个是他们做的事也很黑暗。
And the other side is what they are doing is in darkness.
我不知道啊。
I didn't know.
我就不知不觉就再去了。
But I was unintentionally following them.
但是一进到那个地方。
But once I enter into the situation.
我的心里的深处就觉得不对。
Deep in my heart, I feel something wrong.
圣灵就在那里说话，你要走。
Holy Spirit told me to leave.
一直叫我要走。
And it keep telling me to leave.
然后我再听他们多讲几句话。
The more I'm listening to the others.
我再多看几个他们的行动。
The more I'm seeing what they are doing.
我里面要我走的那个动力越来越强。
The motivation from me inside telling me to leave is getting stronger.
最后我只好跟我同事讲说，下次这种机会不要再叫我了。
And at last, I told my coworker, next time when there is such a gathering, please don't call me.
因为他做我的主。
Because he is my Lord.
我一离开那个建筑物。
Once I left that building,
整个人就释放了。
I was relieved.
哎呀，感谢主救了我。
Thanks the Lord saved me from the evil one.
啊，他救我脱离黑暗。
He saved me away from the evil one.
以前我在黑暗里不知道。
In the past, I was in darkness and I didn't know.
以前我甚至喜欢黑暗的东西。
I might even enjoy those darkness things.
但是自从他成为我的主。
But once he became my Lord.
我虽然没有预期被带到黑暗里面去。
Even though I was not expected to brought into darkness.
但是当我碰到那个黑暗的环境，我里面不太懂他们到底要做到什么程度。
But when I encountered the darkness, even though I don't know how far they are going to go.
但是主知道。
But the Lord knows.
主在天上。
He was in the heaven.
但主也在我心里面。
But he is also in our heart.
所以他把我拉出去了。
So he pulled me out.
很感谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
啊，他们以后也不再找我了。
And these co-workers did not ask me to go anymore.
啊，这奇妙的事。
Such a miracle.
但是我免犯一个大罪。
But I have avoided to sin.
啊，我免去一次得罪神的那个事情。
I have avoided to sin against God.
所以他做主是很奇妙的。
So this is miracle that he is my Lord.
不是口号。
Not a slogan.
是很真实的。
It's real.
是在你每一天的各种情况中都可能发生的。
It happened in everything, every event in your life.
如果在你生命中，在你生活中不发生。
If it does not happen to your life or your living.
他是主。
He is the Lord.
可能对你是客观的事情。
It become a subjective knowledge.
可能在你身上不起作用了。
And it might not be effective to you at all.
所以我讲说我能够进到教会里面。
So when I say that I can enter into church today.
是他做主的意义，他对主，他做主所产生的结果。
It's because he is my Lord.
否则我是恐怕老死都不会进入教会。
Otherwise I would never enter into the church.
就是我说我信了耶稣，我还是不会进入教会。
Even if I say that I believe in the Lord, I will not enter into church.
因为我已经有先入为主的想法了。
Because I have this preconception.
因为这个想法是使得我觉得进入教会是没有需要的。
That conception made me feel that entering into church is unnecessary.
但是神做人不能做的工作。
But Lord is doing work that is impossible.
还有一面是我们上次一直交通到现在的，就是天和天上的宝座对于信主的人是实在的。
And another aspect is that the heaven and the heavenly throne should be real to the believers.
所以我们要问啊，天对我实在不实在？
So we should ask, is this real to us?
天上的宝座对我实在不实在？
The heavenly throne, is it real to you?
如果不实在，
If it's not real to you,
恐怕我们在认识和经历他是主这方面我们缺了很重要的一块。
Then we might lack a main point to know that God is the Lord.
但如果是实在，
But if it's real,
那又怎样可以实在呢？
Then how can it become real?
我们从使徒行传可以看得到。
We can see from the book of Acts.
第一个，圣灵在我身上实在不实在？
First is whether Holy Spirit is real on you, in you.
圣灵生命的工作在我身上实在不实在？
The work of life, is it real in you?
如果圣灵生命的工作在我身上是实在，天应该是实在。
If the Holy Spirit and the work of the Holy Spirit in you is real, then the heavenly throne should be real.
圣灵给能力的这一面在我身上实在不实在？
The power coming from the Holy Spirit is real. Is it true to you?
圣灵赐下恩赐在我身上实在不实在？
The grace given by the Holy Spirit to you, is it real?
你的恩赐有人天然的这一面，但恩赐也有从圣灵给的那一面。
The grace can come from your nature, but it also comes from Holy Spirit.
所谓天然这一面就是不需要圣灵，你也会做。
So from your physical nature, you have this grace, you can achieve it.
但是如果是圣灵给的，你可能是天然是不会的。
But if it comes from Holy Spirit, it's something that you cannot do yourself.
或者天然是做不好的。
Or by yourself, you would not be doing it well.
但是圣灵一在他身上的时候，他就可以照着神来做。
But when Holy Spirit enter into him, then he can do it through Holy Spirit.
就像好像我们最近要读的阿摩斯书。
For example, we were reading the book of Amos.
阿摩斯是谁？ 阿摩斯是个牧人。
Who is Amos? He is a shepherd.
他不是在先知学校训练出来的。
He was not entering into any special school.
但是呢, 圣灵临到他,
but the Holy Spirit entered into him.
他顺从圣灵,
he obeyed the Holy Spirit and speak to the people.
然后呢, 神的话是显出天的同在,
and God's word shows the heavenly.
但是我告诉你，不是你背神的话就显出神的天的同在。
I'm telling you, not reciting God's word means you are in heaven.
我以前听说有个印尼有一个女孩子哈。
I remember there was this girl.
她把整本圣经通通背起来。
She can remember and recite the whole Bible.
她可以背给你听。
She can recite to you.
但她却不明白圣经。
But she doesn't understand.
所以并不代表会背圣经，你就会遇见天。
So it doesn't mean that if you can recite Bible, you are in heaven.
哦，这但是不是说你不要背圣经哈？
But I'm not saying that you should stop.
啊，但就怎么样说，神的话被解开是出于神。
But I'm saying that in order to open God's word came from God.
神的话被解开不一定你先把它背好。
God's word being opened doesn't mean you have to memorize it.
但是出于神。
But it came from God.
所以在旧约的时候，当神把话赐下来有默示的时候，说着什么？耶和华同在，神同在。So
in the Old Testament, when God gave the word, it revealed that Jehovah was with them.
所以今天如果神把他的话一直向圣徒、向教会解开，那是把神他同在带进来。So
if God continued to open His word to church nowadays, what that means is that God continued to be with us.
他的情形是天敞开才有办法。He
opened the heavenly.
第三个就是拿撒勒耶稣基督的名。And
the third is the Jesus Christ Nazareth from Nazareth.
就是拿撒勒耶稣基督的名到底是怎样的名？
Nazareth Jesus Christ, what type of person he is?
你看那个彼得哈，他叫生来瘸腿的得医治。
If you look at Peter, he called up the crippled one to be healed.
那些犹太人去逼迫他,
and the Israelites persecuted him.
他说,
and he said, not me.
他说是什么缘故啊?
For what reason?
他说是你们杀的那个耶稣基督，神赐给他超乎万民之上的那个拿撒勒耶稣基督的名，叫他起来的。
He said, it's not from me, but the one that you killed, the Jesus Christ from Nazareth, called him up to walk.
所以耶稣的名啊，如果对我们只是个口号，是没有能力的。
So if Christ Jesus' name is only a slogan to us, there is no power in it.
但是耶稣的名对我们如果是有他名的实际的话，
but if Christ Jesus is real in us,
那是连于宝座的。
That is connected to the throne.
也超乎万民之上的名,
and it's the name above all names.
它不是一个好听的名, 但是它是什么? 它是蛮有权柄能力的名。
His name is not a pretty name, but he has all the power.
因为主也说, 天上地上, 一切的权柄都已经交在我的手中。
Because Jesus said, all the heavenly and the world authority is in my hand.
所以耶稣基督的名是不同凡响的名啊。
So Jesus Christ's name is a superpower.
所以教会或者圣徒跟这个名有实际的话，他能够见证这个名的话，他同时是见证神的同在，见证天的同在。So
if church and Christians can be connected to this name, then we are testifying the heavenly together with the heaven.
所以天不应该是陌生的。
So the heaven should not be strange to us.
宝座也不应该是陌生的。The
throne should not be strange to us.
第四个就是圣徒照着神旨意的祷告。And
the fourth is the saint pray according to the Bible.
教会性的祷告，如果是照着神旨意祷告， 你要发现地大震动。
The praying of the church according to God will shake the earth.
不管我以前在台湾的时候或者在这里，我都不预期的听到有弟兄姊妹讲说教会性的祷告是很有能力的。
No matter when I was in Taiwan or when I was here, I always heard that when they said there was a church-wide praying, it will be shaking the world.
当然你如果没有参加的话呢，你当然就对不起。这个神在震动的时候，你好像在那个不震动的地方。
So of course, if you are not part of the praying, when God did his work, you are outside of the work.
当你的祷告，教会的祷告引发神他动手他做工他震动的时候，你知道你在当中是有份的。
When the church-wide praying caused God to do the work, you can sense that he is working.
你知道天是开的。
And you can see that the heaven is open.
因为这个震动是出于宝座的。
Because this work came from throne.
其实不一定要很多人啊。
And it's affecting a lot of people.
所以我们鼓励大家参加教会性祷告，但如果不来 OK。
So I encourage everybody to join the prayer meeting in church.
是你失去机会。
It's you who lost the chance.
但是呢，神呢，做工只要两个以上就够，就能代表教会性聚会。
But God can work among only two people, starting from two people.
保罗和希拉一个最特别的代表，他们在监狱里面。
So Paul and another brother in jail, they were working the miracle.
他们祷告唱诗赞美神的结果是地大震动。
They pray and sing hymns and cause the earthquake.
监门大开。
And their jail gate open.
一下子拯救很多人。
And it saved a lot of people.
所以教会照着神旨意祷告，这是连于宝座的。
So when church pray according to God's will, is connected to the throne.
我们彼此鼓励，不要失去这个机会。
We encourage each other not to lose this chance.
你多多的遇见做宝座的主，在你生命中会有产生重大的益处。
The more you meet this Lord sitting on the throne, the more it will change your life.
千万不要用很多理由说我不方便，我不喜欢，所以我不要。
Do not give many different excuses.
当然，主少了一些器皿，没有错。
Of course, Lord has lost some utensils.
但恐怕是我们这个可以被成全的，失去了被成全的机会。
But probably it's our loss because we lost the chance being used.
最后还是我们有损失的。
It's us who get lost.
因为我本来是有这个机会能够被一起成全的。
Because I originally have this chance to be used.
但是我太多的理由呢，所以呢。我被成全的机会就我自己把它拒绝掉了。
But because of my excuses, I rejected the chance being used.
而且需要从主要这个机会。
And we have to ask for this chance.
你如果经常的参加教会的聚会，
If you come to gatherings often,
你就发现需要神极大的恩典。
You see that you need great grace from God.
因为如果没有神的恩典，我有任何的原因都可以叫我失去参加的机会。
Because if there is no God's grace for any type of reason, we will stop gathering.
那些经常参加教会聚会的，不是他太闲了。
Those who always come to gathering not because they have a lot of time.
不是他没有别的事情可以做。
Not because they have nothing else to do.
不是他退休了。
Not because they are retired.
不是他身体总是一天到晚都是好的。
Not because they are healthy.
他可能是来参加聚会的身体不好，但是呢，他来参加的时候呢，神的恩典、神的能力在他身上把他变好。
They came to the gathering maybe with his body weakness, but when they came, God healed them.
我讲的是我的经历。
I am telling you about myself.
我不是每次参加聚会身体都好的。
Not every time I came to the gathering with good health.
虽然我常常参加聚会。
Even though you see me all the time in gatherings,
我有非常多次是带着很不好的身体来参加的。
Many times I'm bringing my physical weakness here.
但有非常多次，我离开聚会，主就使我变好了。
But many times I came to the gathering, and by the time I left, God healed me.
如果要我一天到晚躺在家里继续吃药，
If I have to lie in bed and take medicines,
然后这里忧愁担心
and worry about everything,
啊，跟我带着不好的身体来聚会，主把那个医治的恩典给我。
And compared with bringing this weak body to the gathering and let God heal me.
每个人都有遇到各种情况。
Everyone has encountered different situations.
神的使者向神的儿女显现，是天开了。
The angel of God has shown to Christians.
特殊的情况，特殊的需要，神会派他的使者来显现。
In special situations, special conditions, God will show His angel to us.
特殊的情况，主自己都要显现。
And in special circumstances, even Lord Himself will appear to us.
实体反应，主向他显现。
Stephen, Lord appeared to him.
保罗，主向他显现。
To Paul, Lord appeared to him.
在大马色城里面的亚拿尼亚，主向他显现。
And Yanania in the Damascus, God appeared to him.
这都是天和天上宝座真实的一面。
And this is the reality of the heaven and heavenly throne.
主耶稣如不向我显现，我今天也不会在这里。
If Lord Jesus did not appear to me, I would not be standing among you.
主会显现。
Lord will appear.
天和天上宝座是真实的。
And the heaven, heavenly throne are real.
但是很可能会失去的。很可能会失去的。
But you might lost it.
我们从启示录第二、第三章可以看到。
And let's turn to Book of Revelation, Chapter 3.
上次我们提到。
Last time we mentioned.
在以弗所教会里面，第二章讲到以弗所教会。
Chapter 2 mentioned the Church of Ephesus.
跟主有个关键的关系，就是被主抓住。
There is key relationship that is being captured by the Lord.
就是主向他们显现了，那他要继续活在被主显现的那个事实里面。
The Lord appeared to them, and they have to continue to live the way that the same condition as when the Lord appeared to them.
不晓得弟兄姊妹，你有多少那种无依无靠的感觉
？I don't know how many times you have felt that no one can help you.
我在没有信主以前哈，无依无靠的感觉好像不太多。
Before I became a Christian, I felt I did not feel that I have no help.
但有时候也觉得自己做不到这个，做不到那个。
But sometimes I also feel that I cannot achieve this or that.
但真正觉得自己无依无靠的那种感觉还不深。
But I did not truly feel that I have no help.
但是我信耶稣之后。
But after I become a Christian.
我坦白跟大家讲。
I plainly told you.
几乎是时时刻刻感觉无依无靠。
I often, almost every single moment, feel that I have no one else to depend on.
这是一个不间断的经历。
And this is a continuous experience.
当然也有失败，也有被主这个就是带到特别好的地步。
And of course, there were times that God led me to a good time.
但是那个无依无靠是很实在的。
But that feeling of no one else to depend on is real.
我怎么讲这个呢？
And why should I share about this?
无依无靠就表示我非常的需要主。
And to find that no one else to depend on make me know that I have to depend on the Lord.
这里讲了说，这个主是他这个他手中有他握住这个他的使者。
And here it mentioned that Lord is in hold of his angels.
你怎么能够经历神的爱？那个起初的爱不间断。
How can you experience the first love continuously?
你只有持续的被他抓住，你也抓住他。
The only way is to grab onto him and let him grab onto you all the time.
他说离弃了起初的爱，离弃什么？你本来被主抓了，你不要被他抓。
If you've forsaken your first love, and what does that mean? That means you don't want him to hold onto you.
你不知道你有没有经历过好，小朋友当他会走会跑的时候。
If you ever experience the little kid just starting to run,
那父母亲呢，常常都是牵着牵着，然后抓着抓着他。
That the parents always hold onto them,
尤其在特别危险的地方。
And especially in dangerous environment.
但是呢，有时候小朋友呢，他不知道那个危险。
But sometimes the little kid did not know that it's dangerous.
他觉得这个抓哈，对他很妨碍。
And they felt like it's a burden for them to be grabbed to.
所以他就甩甩甩甩，就是不要抓。
and they shake the parent off.
那如果是在一个很安全的地方，那甩开好像父母还看得到，还好。
If it's in a safe environment, then the parents will let them go.
但有时候这样一甩，正好在危险的地方，他一冲呢，就是危险就发生了。
Sometimes if they shake off the parent's hand and it's in dangerous.
哎呀，我常常觉得我们容易是这样的。
And I often felt that we are just like that.
哎呀，被主抓住，太麻烦了。
And we felt such a burden to be grabbed by God.
赶快甩开，最好你肿瘤不要碰我。
And we shook him off, and so that he's away from us.
其实我们不知道，主抓我们，其实主在扶持我们，引导我们，带领我们。
But we didn't understand that God grabbed onto us is to help us, to guide us.
他没有意思要控制我们。
He has no intention to control us.
他没有意思压住我们。
He has no intention to suppress us.
不要觉得听到这个抓就很害怕。
And do not be afraid to be grabbed by him.
因为他爱我们，所以他抓我们。
Because he loved us, so he grabbed onto us.
他知道我们不懂。
He knew that we don't know.
他知道我们看不见。
He knew that we could not see.
因为只有他的眼目遍察全地。
Because only his eye can see the whole world.
我们能看的就是很小很短的。
We can only see such a short distance.
你不被他抓。
If you are not grabbed by him,
你怎能突破这个黑暗的势力所给你摆设的那些的陷阱？
How can you get away from the condition being surrounded by the darkness?
所以在以弗所教会抓住被神主抓住，这是一件很重要的事情。
So for the church in Ephesus, being grabbed by Lord is important.
不要离弃。
Do not forsake him.
所以他说，万一你脱离了，你要想你是哪一个，在哪一点上脱离，在哪一点上坠落的。
So if you get disconnected from him, you have to think where you fell.
所以就是有些功课要注意的。
So there are work that we have to pay attention.
什么地方跌倒，什么地方站起来。
You have to stand from the place where you fell.
没有跳级的。
And there is no shortcut.
其实我们在什么地方跟主的关系疏远了，脱落了，其实我们知道的。
And actually, we know which part of us get disconnected.
我们知道的。
We knew.
那我们愿意的话，就从那里再恢复起来。
When we are willing, we can be restored in the same spot.
所以他说，你要回想从哪里，从哪里坠落的。
You have to think back where you fall.
从哪里你跟主的关系开始脱节了。
Where you start disconnected from God.
那你要回到那个地方认罪。
And you have to return to the same place and repent.
要回到那个地方来跟主恢复。
And return to the same place to restore with God.
千万不要用任何的理由来代替。
Do not use any other excuses to replace it.
那因为我以前是最会讲理由的。
I am the one who like to give excuses.
对我以前没有信主的日子讲理由呢，走过那样，走过那样，那是可以的。
And to be good in reasoning before you are Christians, it may be acceptable.
但是对于信主的人跟主的关系
，But for Christians, the relationship between you and God,
生命的关系， 亲密的关系
，the relationship of closeness and relationship of life，
讲理由是没有办法的。
And there is no reasoning.
哪里坠落，哪里再站起来。
You stand back from where you fell.
哪里失去了跟主一个正常的关系，要到那里去悔改，能够做恢复的事情。
You need to go back to that place where you lost the connection with the Lord and repent.
可能是在几天之前发生的。
It might happen only a few days ago.
也可能是在几年前发生的。
And it might happen a few years ago.
甚至可能在几十年前发生都可能。
And it might happen a few 10 years ago.
哪里坠落？
Where you fell?
哪里，在那里悔改恢复。
Where you repent and restore?
那被主继续的抓的话，你就能够尝到在伊甸园里面的滋味。
When you continuously to be grabbed by the Lord, you can taste the experience in the Garden of Eden.
这是我们很宝贵的经历。
This is a precious experience for us.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你得救的情况怎样。
I don't know your condition as a saved person.
但我知道我得救的时候是一个天大的祝福。
I know that when I was saved, it's such a great blessing.
为什么天大的祝福？
And why is it a great blessing from heaven?
我还没读圣经，但我已经被满有荣光的大喜乐充满了。
I have not started reading the Bible, but I was being I was filled with this glorious.
我不能明白，但是呢，我是后来读圣经，逐渐逐渐经历到一个地步，才逐渐晓得，原来伊甸园就是喜乐嘛。
And I did not totally understand at that time until I started to read the Bible, and I realized the Garden of Eden represents happiness.
所以你跟主有一个对的关系。你是能够在圣灵中的喜乐，在主的喜乐里面的。
When you have the right connection with the Lord, you have this joy in your life.
我们失去了喜乐，先不要把原因怪给别人。
We lost our joy, but don't blame others.
我们先要问我跟主的关系，到底是真的对呢，还是不是真的对
？We have to first ask whether we have the right relationship with God or not.
你如果跟主的关系是真的是对。你即使在被逼迫的情况底下，你还能有喜乐。
If you have the right relationship with Lord, even under persecution, you still have joy.
这个是有个老弟兄丁荣是老弟兄，他自己做见证。
This is from an elderly brother Ding who testified about this.
他在被逼迫的时候
，When he was persecuted，
但是圣灵使他喜乐。
But Holy Spirit make him joy.
他外面被逼迫。
He was persecuted exteriorly.
他里面仍然在喜乐里面。
But interiorly, he has this joy.
然后他的脸看起来也喜乐。
His face revealed happiness.
所以呢，让逼迫他人觉得很为难，没有，就是气得牙痒痒的。那我就是在逼迫你，我就是要你哭，你反而笑。
And it puzzled those who persecuted him.
这是人解释不清楚的。
And this is something cannot be explained in man.
你知道被他抓住是很宝贵的。
You know how precious it is to be grabbed by God.
不要中断这个关系。
Do not interrupt such a connection.
在士美拉教会里面。
For the church and seminar.
特别是死而复活。
Especially for resurrection.
他是首先的，他是末后。
He is first and he is last.
他是起头，他也是结束，他更是过程。
He is first and he is last and he is also the process.
这是一个信心的道路。
This is a real in faith.
当我多年前
，A few years ago，
我主把那个话，他说，万有是本于他。依靠他，归于他，而且荣耀归给他，放在我心里的时候。
And when Lord told me this, that everything belonged to Him, and under Him, and controlled by Him.
我发现我在跟随主上有路了。
And I found that there is way when I follow Him.
因为本于他嘛。
Because it came from Him.
所以呢，我就跟主只要保持一个对的关系就够。
So as long as I keep this right relationship with him,
他是那位发动者。
He is the one who originated.
所以你不要觉得神是什么事都不干的。
So you should not think that God do not do any work.
那是对神的误会。
That is your misunderstanding.
那恐怕也是我们跟主的关系是不对的状况。
And that might be because you don't have correct a relationship with God.
因为当我们跟主的关系不对的时候，神即使在我的身上，在我的身边做事，我都看不到。
Because if you don't have the right relationship, even when God is working next to you, you don't see it.
但如果我们跟主的关系是对的
，But if you have the right relationship,
主就是会奇妙的带领。
Lord will give this miracle guidance.
很奇妙的。
It's miracle.
啊，你去经历，你就会里面受到强大的震撼。
And with some experience, it will shock you inside.
所以本于他，依靠他。
So originate from him and depend on him.
啊，这是一个很宝贵的实际。
This is a precious reality.
这叫一个信主的人不用活在这个什么，这个精神紧绷的状态。
So that the one who believes would not be nervous.
你知道，有时候我们哈，因为很爱主，对不对？就怕得罪主。
And you know, sometimes we love the Lord and we are afraid to offend Him.
我们反而变成神经兮兮的，很紧张啊。
And it makes us nervous.
那个紧张什么？那是因为我用人的力量来跟随他。
Because we are using our own strength to follow Him.
就发现我用人的力量来跟随他的时候，还跟不上，还反而不断的失败。
And when you see that when you are using your own strength to follow Him, you keep falling and fail.
但是如果你可以进入本于他，依靠他，归于他的世界。
But if you come into the reality that originates from him, follow him and belong to him.
你该睡觉就去睡觉。
The time to sleep, you will go to sleep.
你该加班就加班。
The time to work overtime, you will go work.
你该把你全部的精神放在你的工作上，就放下去。
The time to put all your energy into work, you will do it.
你还是跟主是一个对的关系。
And you still have this right relationship with God.
你在你的专业上仍然表现出你该有的那个实力。
You still show your authority in your professional.
但是圣灵一有做工的时候，你马上就知道。
But when the Holy Spirit works in you, you will realize.
所以呢，这是很宝贵的。
So it's precious to you.
所以主呢，也允许撒旦做那些事情。
And therefore, Lord also allow Satan to work.
所以在士米拿教会里面，撒旦做什么事？
So in the church of Smyrna, what did Satan do?
把患难、把贫穷、把死亡，甚至把这个毁谤来加给圣徒。
They give affliction, poverty, and failure to them.
所以你知道说神允许，但是呢，他不是叫圣徒下沉，他反而什么让？
Lord allowed the temptation, but not to crush the Christian.
让圣徒的生命长大。
But is to allow the believers to grow.
所以你因为单纯因为主的缘故而遇到了毁谤。
So if you are persecuted because of the Lord.
你单纯因为主的缘故遇到了患难。
And you receive difficulties because of the Lord.
你单纯因为耶稣信耶稣跟随主的缘故遇到了贫穷。
And you have poverty because you believe in the Lord.
你不要觉得主不照顾你。
Do not feel that Lord is not caring for you.
你不要觉得信主日子好苦啊。
Do not feel that being a Christian is bitterness.
当士美拉教会他们遇到这个的时候
，When the Church of Smyrna met all these difficulties.
他说你是你的贫穷，但是呢，你却是富足的。
And the Lord said, "You are poor, but you are rich."
这可能是一个情况，就是外面的生活环境物质上是贫穷的，但是信心上却是富足的。因为什么？宝座的主对他来讲啊，是又真又活的。
So the outside is poor and suffering, but the inside is rich because the heavenly Father has given him all this spiritual richness.
你知道我们这个人哈，是经不起这个怎么讲祝福的。
You know that we are not able to receive all the blessings.
不晓得哪一个你经得起祝福，你举个手下。
I don't know if you are able to receive blessings.
我们这边真的经不起祝福的。
Sometimes we are not experiencing blessings.
只要稍微有一点这个我们太舒服的日子哈，我们这就变形了。
When we are being put in comfortable situation, we are satisfied.
但是主知道怎样的方式能够把信他的人带到生命成熟。
But Lord knows the way to bring the believers into blessings.
所以他是首先的，他是幕后的。
So he is the beginning and he is the ending.
他也是死而复活的。
He is also the resurrected one.
复活的生命在信主人里面是真的。
It's real for the one who believes with the resurrection.
复活的生命在信主人里面是活的。
The resurrected life is real in the believers.
也就是说，当遇见死亡的时候，它里面还是活的。
So when you meet death, you are still alive inside.
所以这要叫它得生命的冠冕。
And that is to give the throne of life.
我们今天看第三个教会。
And let's look at the third church.
第二章，启示录第二章第十二节到十七节。
Book of Revelation chapter 2 verse 12 to 17.
我们读一下哈。
Let's read together.
你要写信给别加摩教会的使者，说那有两刃利剑的，说英文。
To the angel of the church in Pergamum wrote, write, these are the words of him who has the sharp double-edged sword.
我知道你的居所，就是有撒旦座位之处，当我忠心的见证人安提帕在你们中间撒旦所住的地方被杀之时，你还坚守我的名，没有弃绝我的道。
I know where you live, where Satan has his throne. Yet you remain true to my name. You did not renounce your faith in me, even in the days of Antipas, my faithful witness, who was put to death in your city where Satan lives.
然而有几件事我要责备你，就是在你那里有人服从了巴兰的教训，这巴兰曾教导巴勒将绊脚石放在以色列人面前，叫他们吃祭偶像之物，行奸淫的事。
Nevertheless, I have a few things against you. You have people there who hold to the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to entice the Israelites to sin by eating food sacrificed to idols and by committing sexual immorality.
你那里也有人照样服从了尼格拉一党人的教训。
Likewise, you also have those who hold to the teaching of the Nicolaitans.
所以你当悔改，若不悔改，我就快临到你那里，用我口中的剑攻击他们。
Repent, therefore, otherwise I will soon come to you and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有我的就应当听。得胜的，我必将那隐藏的玛纳赐给他，并赐他一块白石，石上写着新名，除了那领受的以外，没有人能认识。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I'll give some of the hidden manna. I will also give him a white stone with a new name written on it, known only to him who receives it.
这一段我发现的关键在十二节。
The key in this paragraph is in verse 12.
那有两刃利剑的。
The double-edged sword.
这里两刃利剑至少从两个地方可以明白。
We can understand this sword from two aspects.
第一个地方在希伯来书第四章。
One is in the book of Hebrew, chapter 4.
神的话如同两刃的利剑。
And Lord's word is like double-edged sword.
使人的灵与魂分开。
To separate man's soul and spirit.
啊，那这个另外就是在在以弗所书第六章，圣灵的宝剑。就是神的话。
And also in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, God's sword.
The sword of the Holy Spirit.
The sword of the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，一个它，但它两个话用字不太一样。一个字是 logos 那个话。
They were used differently. First is the logos.
在以弗所书是用的是 rhema 那个话。
And in the book of Ephesians is as a rhema.
所以不管是神原则性的话 ,logos 的话，只要是在我们身上，种在我们身上，它都产生灵跟魂分开的作用。
So, no matter in the way of logos, which is the principle, if it works, it will separate our soul and our spirit.
我们需要注意这个是对基督徒是件重要的事情。
And this is important to Christians.
如果我们愿意在主里生命长大。
If we are willing to grow spiritually,
达到成熟。
To achieve the mature,
灵跟魂分开是必须的。
Soul and spirit being separated is a must.
就像刚才我们看这个前面的四面拉教会。
Just like where we are looking at Simner Church.
外面有患难。
There are persecution outside.
外面有贫穷。
There are poverty outside.
外面有毁谤。
There are afflictions outside.
甚至外面有死亡。
There are death around them.
怎么能胜过呢？
How can you overcome them?
你怎么能够从这里走出去呢？
How can you walk away from these?
灵跟魂分开是需要的。
Soul and spirit to be separated is a must.
看到那些东西。
That your soul see all these problems.
但是魂如果转向圣灵在我们灵里面的工作。
But if the soul turned to the work of the Spirit,
圣灵若我们的魂若转向宝座的主，在我们圣灵在我们里面的那个启示那个带领。
If the soul turned to the enlightenment from Lord inside us,
基督的得胜就要成为我们的得胜。
The overcoming of Christ will become our overcoming.
所以这是我们要经历的。
This is something we have to experience.
我不晓得你工作上你有没有压力。
I don't know how much pressure you got from your work.
也许你太聪明，不需要为工作祷告。
Maybe you are very good in your work. You don't need to pray about your work.
也许你的专业太强了，所以你只要什么来都是轻而易举把它解决。
Maybe you are very good at your professional So then you can resolve all the problems.
也许你觉得你的时间很够用，都不需要。
Maybe you feel that you have a lot of time to deal with it.
但是你知道，神要在我们里面要引导我们。
But you know that Lord wants to guide us from inside.
神是灵，所以他在我们的灵里面引导我们。
God is the Spirit, so He is guiding us through Spirit.
不管外面有多大的压力或有多复杂的情况，但是如果你的灵跟魂是分开的，你的灵能够受圣灵的引导，你一定是能够越过你环境上的任何的限制和角落。
So no matter how difficult is the circumstances, as long as your spirit is being led by God, you can overcome anything in the circumstances.
因为你的灵是摸到做宝座的主。
Because your spirit is connected to the throne.
这是希伯来书告诉我们的。
And this is what told by us in the Bible.
灵跟魂分开了。
The soul and spirit are separated.
然后我们就可以靠着耶稣基督来到施恩宝座前。
Then we can depend on Jesus Christ to come to this throne of grace.
施恩宝座做什么呢？
And what is that throne of grace doing?
从我们的角度上，我们要得连续，要蒙恩典，要得帮助，随时都去都可以得，都可以来得着。
From us, we can receive grace, help, guidance any moment.
所以基督徒有个特权哈。
So there's this privilege to Christians.
你不需要去求人。
You don't need to ask or beg other people.
但不是说你不需要人的帮助。
I'm not saying that you don't need other people's help.
你懂我意思吧？
You know what I mean?
你不求人，你可以受人帮助，但你不是求来的。
You don't ask people help, you can receive other people help by not asking them.
因为是你来到主的宝座前。
Because you come to the Lord's throne.
主要帮助你，也可以他直接帮助，他也可以借着各种可以帮助你的管道来帮助。
Lord can help you directly, or he can help you through other people.
但不是你在那里拉关系，在那里弄一些人的办法。
But not by you pulling string with other people.
所以基督徒的社交是跟世人的社交是不同的。
So the social life for a Christian is different from other people, from the worldly people.
基督徒的互动是先跟做宝座的主互动。
The interaction among Christians is to interact with the Lord in the throne first.
然后因为这样子再跟圣徒或者世界上的人互动。
And after the connection with the throne, then we have the relationship with other Christians and other people.
这叫我们的生活变奇妙的。
And this is changing our life.
叫我们的经历可以指着耶稣基督名夸口的。
So that our experience can praise the Lord.
如果不是出于主，你指着主夸口，主也不接受。
If it didn't come from the Lord and you praise the Lord, Lord will not want to receive it.
只有那真正出于主的。
Only the thing that really come from the Lord.
你把荣耀归给主。
And you give glory to the Lord.
主是欣然接受。
And Lord will gladly receive it.
因为源头是出于他。
Because it originated from him.
所以灵跟魂分开是叫你更有机会在生活中去尝到主的恩典，去得到主各种的显现。
So when you separate soul and the spirit, it's to give you more chance to receive His grace and His joy.
你不要受众人的仇敌的诡计，仇敌的诡计就是要叫你灵跟魂混在一起。
Do not fall into the trap of the devil that they want you to mix with your soul and spirit.
甚至还有一种诡诈的说法，就灵跟魂跟身体通通不分了。
And then there is another trap to make your body, soul and spirit all mixed up.
但是你如果真的进到灵跟魂分开，
But if you are able to separate the soul and spirit,
你遇见这座宝座的主的机会就多得不得了。
Then you can meet the king who sits on the throne.
而且基督的身量要在基督徒里面要逐渐的长大了。
And the body of Christ is going to grow in the Christians.
而且主将来的事情我们就越来越能看得清楚。
And then we can see the future things clearer and clearer.
所以灵跟魂分开是宝贵的事情。
It's very important and precious to separate soul and spirit.
我们要彼此鼓励。
We have to encourage each other.
在聚会中要彼此激励，互相成全。
In gatherings, we can encourage each other and help each other.
也许在聚会中，我是唯一那位灵跟魂还没有分开的。
Maybe among all the gatherings, I am the only one who have not separated soul and spirit.
但主借着弟兄姊妹许多那个灵跟魂分开的宝贵的经历和交通，
but through other brothers and sisters' fellowship about how to separate soul and spirit.
逐渐地开我的眼睛。
And the Lord opened my eyes.
你知道好，一个灵跟魂分开的，跟另外一个灵跟魂没有分开的，谁比较有忍耐？
You know, the person who has separate soul and spirit and compared with the one that has not, who has more patience?
谁比较有爱心?
Who has more love?
爱心不是多吃点饭叫爱心。
Love did not come from eating more meals.
爱心不是多说两句话是爱心。
Love did not come from speaking more.
有时候因为爱的缘故就不跟你说话。
Sometimes because of love, they stop talking to you.
有时候因为爱的缘故。
And because of love.
就不做那有伤害的事情。
They stop doing the things that will hurt others.
我们常常都认为说，因为我做这事情，我觉得好，所以就做。
And a lot of time we felt that, oh, I felt this is good, so I do it.
如果这是出于人的。
If this come from human.
又是出于己意的。
And come from your own selfishness.
可能没有带来任何的建造性的帮助。
Then it will not bring in any good deed.
我出于我自己的，对于我们之间的关系是只有。伤害而不会建造。
If it only come from my own selfishness, the relationship between me and you would not establish.
有一个事实必须要被开眼睛才能看得到。
There is this fact that we have to understand.
只有耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Only Jesus Christ who and he was nailed on the cross.
才有收据到基督里面的大能。
Then it can gather the power of Christ's unity.
只有耶稣基督和他钉十字架。
Only Christ and His crucifixion.
只有和他活在同钉十字架的实际的人。
Only those who can live with Him in crucifixion.
他才能支取他在十字架上所成就的收据的能力。
Then those who can receive the same power from the Christ to unify.
离开了耶稣基督并他钉十字架，没有收据的事情。
If you leave Christ and His crucifixion, you have no power to unify.
那只有人的外面的那些的合作而已。
Then you can only see the flesh work.
所以这是一件宝贵的事情。
So it's precious to you.
灵跟魂分开。
Separate soul and spirit.
让你更知道现在宝座的主他在做什么。
So that you know that the Lord sitting on the throne is working.
他在我现在这个环境和经历。他在做什么?
What is he doing among us in this situation?
他在我家里现在在做什么?
And what is he doing at my home?
他在我工作上在做什么?
And what is he doing at my work?
他在我个人身上在做什么?
And what is he doing individually to me?
灵跟魂分开。
When you separate soul and spirit,
你才可能知道。
Then you can see and tell.
但是这里呢,刚好相反。
But here is the opposite.
因为这里呢因为灵跟魂分开的人，他灵里会受做宝座的主的带领。
Because the one who has separated soul and spirit are allowing Lord to guide him spiritually.
主抓住他，他也抓着主。
Lord grabbed onto him, and he grabbed onto Lord.
但是呢，灵跟魂分开，失去那个实际的。
But if you lost the reality of the separation,
他就要去抓看得见的东西。
Then he has to grab on something unseen.
你知道他要抓看得见的东西。
And then he has to grab on something viewable.
在这里看抓什么
what are they trying to grab on?
巴兰的教训。
They are trying to grab onto the teaching of Balaam.
巴兰被称为贪财的先知。
Balaam is a prophet who are greedy, who is greedy.
先知不是单单为着神的吗
isn't prophet only for God?
但这个先知是为了他自己的。
But this,Prophet is for himself.
我们服侍神不是单单为着神的吗
Don't we serve God for God?
还是我们服侍神最终的目的是为了我自己
Or we serve God for the goal of ourselves.
所以他这里抓的是巴兰的教训
So they are holding on to the teaching of Balaam.
这里是走巴兰的路
They are walking on the road of Balaam.
走世界的路
the worldly way.
他带来的结果就是跟神的关系断绝了。
And the result ending to it is to disconnect with Lord.
所以叫他去吃祭偶像之物。
And so they are starting to, they are eating food sacrificed to idols.
这里带来的结果是什么？人跟人之间的关系 是落在犯罪的关系里面。
And the human relationship is in the sinful relationship.
所以这里是得罪神的。
So they offended God.
为什么？他们不愿意圣灵做宝座的主，在他灵里面带领他。
Because they are not willing to let the Holy Spirit to guide them.
不但是这样，还抓住什么？他说这里服从，这里服从都是抓住那个字，跟刚才我们在读以弗所书的那以弗所教会的第一个那个，他手里握着这个七星，手里拿着这个七星的这个，都同一个字，都是抓住那个字。
When you see hold on to, it's also the same as in the church in Ephesus.That Lord is holding on to the seven stars.
所以这只是翻译上的不同，但它原文当中都是同一个字。
So even though the Chinese translation is different, but it's the same word.
也抓巴兰的教训。
And they are holding on to the teaching of Balaam.
还抓住什么？尼格拉伊党人的教训。
And they are also teaching, and they are holding on to the teaching of Nicolaitans.
尼格拉伊党的人的行为就是在教会中产生的居间阶级。
And the Nicolaitans.Deed in church is to segregate church.
那尼格拉党的教训就是把这居间阶级的这个现象用一套自圆其说的说法，用这就是居间阶级，他用一套那个他自己能够自圆其说，就自己能够解释的方式。
So the teaching of Nicolaitans, they try to complete their own teaching.
我们到教会。
When we come to church.
我们被主带进来。
We brought in by God.
都是弟兄。
We are all brothers and sisters.
每个弟兄都有可以帮助另外一个弟兄的那一份。
Every brothers and sisters can help each other.
但是这里呢，教会到一个地步。
But here, the church to a point.
有人觉得当弟兄不够。
Somebody think that being a brother is not enough.
他要比弟兄还要再高一级。
They want to be in a higher hierarchy from brother.
所以就产生尼格拉伊党的状况。
So then it become a group of Nicolaitans.
那刚好呢，这个呢，有些基督徒呢，他也不愿意好好的亲近主。
And there are some Christians who do not want to get close to God.
所以基督徒有时候碰到的情况就是遇到情况的不去问主，去问人。
So some Christians at a point that they do not ask questions to the Lord, but to ask other people.
问人很容易啊，我跟你谈一谈，他说是 ，OK， 那我就刚好我的答案是，那就 OK， 我就觉得就是了。
It's easy to ask people, so if you ask a question to a brother and the brother say yes, and that is what I want him to answer, then I accept it.
但是要去问神。因为我灵跟魂还没有真正进入那个分开，我问了半天还问不出东西出来。
So if I ask the Lord, but because my soul and spirit are not separated, I did not hear any answer.
所以我们宁愿问人，不愿意问神。
So we rather go ask people rather than ask God.
这个制造了居间阶级。
And it caused separation.
但这里呢，还把这把它美化了。
But here it make it more pretty.
这是教会的伤害。
And it brought in the sinful deed to church.
所以这里什么？这里是对教会是个损伤的东西。
And it's hurting the church.
所以你知道这种情况，主说什么呢
？And what the Lord said?
主说哈，他说，所以你当悔改。你若不悔改，我就临到你，我用口中的剑攻击他们。
And so the Lord said, "Repent, therefore, otherwise I'll soon come to you and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth."
口中的剑，主说话。
The sword of his mouth.
蒙恩得救人听见主的话，应该是什么？很受造就的。
The one who believes in the Lord, when we hear His word, it establishes us.
蒙恩得救人听主的话，应该很得生命的。
When the people who saved by grace, the word from Lord should give life to them.
蒙恩在跟主有个对的关系，听主的话是遇见宝座的主的，是把你带到宝座前的。
When you have right relationship with the Lord and hearing His word, bring you to His throne.
可是对一个灵跟魂不分开。
But to a person who has not separated soul and spirit,
又落在巴兰的教训和尼格拉伊党人的教训的状况的人，
and they are trapped in the teaching of Balaam and Nicolaitans.
他听主的话，他觉得是被攻击了。
When they hear the word of God, it's like a sword attacking them.
所以你会常常听到说，你讲话口气可不可以好一点？
And then sometimes we say that, hey, can you give a better attitude when you talk?
你明明是说对他造就的话，他却感觉什么？你在攻击他。
You are telling him good way to establish him, but to him it felt like you are attacking him.
你知道，人常常误解了那个神所带来给我们的美好的东西。
You know that we always misunderstood God's intention.
所以这里怎么讲说，他希望我们不要落在这个情况底下。
So here it warns us not to fall into such situation.
我们如果听到我不理解的，我应该到神面去寻求。
If we don't understand something, where should we go seek?
而不是我们觉得被攻击了，我一定要反击回去。
Or if we felt like we're being attacked, shall we attack back?
教会不是打架的地方。
Church is not a place to fight.
主耶稣不是救我们回来打架的。
Lord save us not to come to fight.
主耶稣是叫我们彼此装备、彼此建造的。
Lord Jesus called us to prepare each other.
如果我们没有对的光景，我们就没有装备、没有建造，而是打来打去的。
If we don't have the right situation, then we are not helping each other to build up, but to fight each other.
如果我们都有对的光景，我们应该不是彼此防备的。
If we have the right relationship, we are not defending each other.
你有在一个彼此建造的光景中，还在彼此防守吗？
If you are in the right situation, are you still trying to defend yourself?
你有看两个球在打是怎么样防法呢？我是同一队，我还要防守我自己的手球员吗？
If you are in a ball game and you are in the same team, are you trying to defend?
我在帮对方防守我的队友。
I have to defend the other team, not my own team members.
那这是什么球队啊？
And what type of
你看过这样的球队没有啊？
Have you seen a team like that?Fighting your own?
你看过这样的比赛没有啊？
Have you seen a competition like that? Fighting your own?
这样的情况在教会很普遍。
But it's so normal in church.
我们防守的对象不是仇敌，我们防守弟兄姊妹。
We are not defending against the enemy, but defending our own.
应该悔改。
We have to repent.
我们到底有没有灵跟魂分开？
Do we really have our soul and spirit separated?
这是严肃的事情。
This is a serious matter.
但是你如果真的是灵跟魂分开，
But if you truly have your soul and spirit separated,
十七节说，圣灵像众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听，得胜的，我必将隐藏的玛纳赐给他。
Verse 17, Who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I'll give some of the hidden manna.
灵跟魂分开的圣徒，
The saint who has soul and spirit separated.
每一次听到主的话，
Every time they hear the word from a God,
都得到生命的供应。
They receive the provisions of life.
这是天上来的玛纳。
And this is the heavenly manna.
这是主怜悯我们，给我们有玛纳供应。
And this is the provisions given by the Lord.
而他在神面前顺着神在他生命中的工作，神纪念他，神给他一块白石。
God remember his work and to give him a white stone.
希望主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
不要中断了跟天上宝座的关系。
Do not interrupt the relationship with the heavenly throne.
如果教会，如果圣徒中断了这个，
If the saint and the church has this interrupted,
你传福音给那个传福音的对象，他遇见什么呢？
What is the what is the unbelievers listening to your preaching receive?
天跟天上宝座对我们是关闭的，我们传福音是传什么东西呢？
If the heaven and the heavenly throne is closed to us, what are we preaching?
需要思想。
We need to know.
需要恢复该有的时机。
We need to restore what is needed.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把话再交回到你的手中。
Lord, we put the word back to your hand.
愿你给我们回头的亮光。
May you enlighten us.
愿你圣灵说我们人的话所说不来的话。
May the Holy Spirit speak the word that the man word cannot speak.
愿你得到我们。
May you receive us.
让我们见证你已经是主，是基督了。
So that we can testify that you are Lord, you are Christ.
你回到了天上，你坐在宝座。
You return to the heaven and you are sitting on the throne.
今天向教会、向圣徒，是又真又活的事。
And today to the saint and the church, you are the real God.
求你带领。
May you guide us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.